Well, we're back with another top 10 list, this time the top 10 Gary Numan B-sides of all time, as selected by the readers of the Gary Numan Digest. Now, if you're one of Gary's younger listeners and don't remember the days of vinyl records, well, let me tell you what a B-side is. Back in the day, singles were released on 7-inch double-sided vinyl records. The single being promoted was on the first, or A, side. Since there was a whole side available for additional music, they'd usually put something on the B-side as well. In most cases, these tracks were songs left off of albums, though in a few cases they were also album tracks. Generally speaking, the idea was to fill up that space with music that would otherwise never have seen the light of day. This gave music buyers the feeling they were getting two songs for the price of one, and it didn't waste an album track that might, sometime down the line, be released as a single as well. The odd thing is that many of Gary Numan's B-sides are among the best music he's ever made. And with that in mind, the Gary Numan Digest proudly presents your top 10 Gary Numan B-sides of all time. Kicking things off at number 10 is one of only four cover songs that Gary's ever done. This particular track has been covered by so many people, even I have a version coming out next week. It's a classic song performed by the last guy you'd ever expect to play it. Gary's vocals are, to be perfectly honest, a bit weak on this one, but what makes it really special is the synth work that kicks in just after Gary's final line. From the B-side of Remember I Was Vapor, this is On Broadway.
There's always magic in the air. Billy Carey, thank you.
At number 9, we move along from a Gary Numan cover of someone else to a Gary Numan song that Matt Sharp and Damon Albarn covered on the 1997 tribute album Random. One of several B-sides to the EP Numan Two-Way Army 1978-1979 Volume 2, boy, that's a mouthful, this is We Have a Technical. Thank you. At number 8, we now delve into a favorite subject of Gary's, science fiction. Much of Gary's early work was sci-fi oriented, including the entire 1979 album Replicas. This track came 7 years later, and was directly inspired by the movie Blade Runner, and more specifically, one particular scene at the end of the movie, when the replicant Roy Batty is about to die, and he delivers an emotional soliloquy about all he has seen and done, and how it will all be lost with his death. From the B-side to the 1986 single New Thing from London Town, this is Time to Die. And I have seen wonders. And I have seen wonders. Oh, I have seen some things. All of us do now. The light is in the rain. Song on our list is a schizophrenic little number. It's The Song with Two Names. It originally appeared on a single released by Dramatis, which was a band made up of members of Gary's old band, and later appeared again on a Newman single under a different name. We later learned there was a mix-up, and that the latter track was supposed to feature an entirely different song, but the first track was used instead. From the Dramatis EP Love Needs No Disguise, and the Gary Newman single Sister Surprise, This is, well, either face-to-face or letters. Take your pick. The chart at number 6 is the second cover song on this list. Pretty surprising when you think of it, since Gary Numan is not known as a covers artist. This one's a bit unusual, though. It's not an old Beatles song, or a Rolling Stones song, or God help us, a Prince song. In fact, it's a song that's now over a century old. It was originally written by French composer Erik Satie way back in the 1890s, and it was a brilliant choice on Gary's part for two reasons. First off, Mr. Satie, like Mr. Numan, had great influence on those who followed, but was not well-known or well-liked at the time he was writing some of his best music. And second, at the time Gary recorded this, synthesizers were still not considered real instruments by the mainstream. But this song proves otherwise. It's more powerful, more emotional, than any so-called classical version of it I've ever heard. From the B-side of the single We Are Glass, this is Toi, Je M'en Appelle, First Movement. Thank you. When I first heard song number 5, it was while listening to the second disc on the Dream Corrosion double live album. And it faked me out. It starts out sounding a lot like I Die, You Die for about a second. And then you're thinking, hey, is the band screwing up the song? Nope. It's just a very obscure Gary Numan B-side. And until a few days ago, I'd never heard the studio version. From the B-side of the single New Anger, this is I Don't Believe. Since I live in Canada and not the UK, getting access to Newman singles just wasn't in the cards for me in the early days. So the first time I heard our number 4 song was 10 years after its original release, when I bought the I Assassin reissue CD. Since then, it's only appeared on one compilation album and 2 reissues, making it one of the rarer Gary Numan B-sides. From the 1982 single We Take Mystery, this is The Image Is.
Bye.
The number 3 song inspired the title of a 1987 Best of Newman compilation that was one of the first Newman CDs I was ever able to find. Strangely, the song itself didn't appear on the compilation bearing its name. From the B-side to the single She's Got Claws, this is Exhibition. When we compiled the top 10 Gary Newman singles list a few weeks back, Gary Newman's personal favorite single came in second place. Interestingly enough, Gary Newman's personal favorite B-side has also landed in second place. This is a song that's great in its studio version and really should have been included on the I Assassin album, but it's at its best when Gary belts it out live in concert. It's a track I love to play to people who tell me he's emotionless or can't sing. From the B-side to the single Music for Chameleons, this is Noise Noise.
What's it to you? Just a face in the wall.
Song that not only tops our chart, but also hit the top of the UK music charts as well, as the B-side to Gary's first number one hit, Our Friends Electric. According to Digest reader Jared Cook, who's made it his mission to track down this sort of thing, this song is also the most covered Gary Numan B-side, and given how many Numan covers are out there, that's saying something. The number one Gary Numan B-side of all time is...
We are so fragile. Advertising lies a little whiter than yours. We are so fragile. They could give us a war just to keep us amused.
This has been a presentation of the Gary Newman Digest in association with the Interocitor.
You've assembled an Interocitor, a feat of which few men are capable.
It was produced by me, Joey Lindstrom, with special thanks to Ben Iglar Mobley, who again tabulated all the votes and also was a big help with the research. He also picked this cool music that's playing underneath my voice right now. Special thanks also to Jeff Tolva, who maintains the unofficial Gary Newman discography, which I had to consult rather extensively while putting this whole thing together. And thanks a whole bunch to everyone who voted. And keep your eye on the Gary Newman Digest for your next opportunity to vote.